Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I've heard over the years how cold the people of New York City are when it comes to helping other people. I don't know if it's true or not, but I can't imagine not helping someone by holding a door or other small acts of kindness. That brings me to my situation and how I get along in Eureka. Those of you who listen to community comment regularly will know that I am confined to a wheelchair or crutches due to my 7 total knee surgeries and some other associated surgeries. Folks in Eureka are so friendly and helpful. If I'm at a door, either going in or coming out, if there is anyone close, they will rush over to open or close the door. Another big help are the door opening buttons at many doctor's offices and other businesses such as banks. Another one of my doctor's office has a sign to ring the bell and someone will be out soon to assist you getting in the door. I'm not a carpenter or construction worker, but I can see how difficult it would be to install door opener buttons in some older buildings. So, to all you kind, caring, gentle souls out there who open doors or do other kinds of help to those of us who are old or disabled, or old and disabled, thanks a bunch. I try not to get into politics, state, local, or otherwise, but one issue that has been bugging me is the immigration of Muslims into this country and the possible connections to terrorism they pose. Many years ago, I was made aware of the possibility that a lot of the Muslims living in the USA had come here to lie low and wait for the chance to terrorize us. Now, I'm not against legal, law-abiding Muslims or any other group of people, for that matter, who are here for the freedom we offer them. But as the incident in San Bernardino suggests, there are those out there who would destroy us. Those people, so it has been said, were mad at Israel, but were well prepared, with the help of their friends who bought the weapons for them, to do as much damage as they could. If those weapons were fully automatic, where did they get them? Probably stole them from the military. So again, let's pay as much attention to those who are already here as to those who are coming here looking for freedom without trying to destroy it. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I, like most of you, have a warm home to live in, a loving family and friends to share gifts and hospitality with, so I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I especially want to thank Brian and Angie and the staff at Eureka Broadcasting for the opportunity for me and the other community commenters to get our 2 cents worth in. In my case, sometimes it's a cent's worth too much. Thanks again, Brian and Angie, and Hugo and Barb, who started the whole thing. As I've probably said before, I can still sing and talk, so I make the most of both of them. And special thanks to Tom, otherwise known as Charlie Bullet, who is so patient with me as I record these comments. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.